Ramsey TV.
Hi everybody, Martin Zender here. This is going to be a different kind of show today. No, my hair's not on fire. I have a fire going in the background here at the edge of the bottom of the Floridan Peninsula. Welcome to all my regular viewers. In less than 60 seconds, or it might be 90 seconds, I'm going to show you a short film, a 12-minute film that I made in 2009. It's called Underhanded Smoking Heroes. It was a way to promote my books, the books I had written at the time. And I had two friends up in Ludington, Michigan, and they're not professional actors. Well, actually, one of them, Lars Kvalbæk, was a child actor. So I was up there visiting in 2009, and I had an idea for a short film. I threw a script at these guys like a couple hours before I was going to leave town. We just had an inspiration. And so we shot this thing, and I think it's really good. These guys, even though they had a script, they're winging it. I can tell you that. Most of the time, they're not even following the script. So this is a good little film, I think, to introduce people to my work, my books. So I would like you to put it on social media. Please let the world know about it. And for those of you who are watching this for the first time, I'm Martin Zender, and I have a website, martinzender.com. I write books for the spiritually disgruntled, those who are fed up with organized religion. I became fed up with it years ago. And so I've got 1,800 videos on YouTube on spiritual freedom. I'm not throwing out God and Jesus Christ. I'm just throwing out the institution, throwing out the BS that we all grew up with, the religious bondage. And so this little film speaks to that. And I hope you like it. If you do, I have a 5-day-a-week show on YouTube. It's free for the taking, free for the viewing. I have 400 newsletters at my website, 400 audio files. And I commend this short little film to you. The resolution's not that great, but the message is Underhanded Smoking Heroes.
All right, now, you know why we're here.
If you haven't got the guts to do this, then step aside.
Get him out of here.
ZTV. Yes.
Yes, Martin Zender can make it this weekend. Oh my gosh, that's going to be wonderful. I think we could probably get the whole, well, half of the church out for the meetings anyway. Sure, you can. Oh, well, you can make, yeah, I'm going to make, you know, that one special
low calorie thing dish I make, but anyway, and I'll do my own coffee, but you can bring anything. Hey, I just overheard, he's coming. Yeah, I heard from Kathy. Yeah, he's coming this weekend. No, I think it's a little more serious than that, man. No, you're underestimating the damage that can be done here. The teaching can wreck the entire establishment. Alright. Yeah, good. Good plan. Alright, yeah, I'll meet you in the church basement in about 30 minutes. Alright, see you then.
What's up?
How serious is this?
Sometimes I think I wish I knew, but I'm guessing it's pretty serious.
Show me.
Well, you're not gonna like it. Flawed by design.
What's this? Never seen anything like this before.
It's a book by this Martin Zender guy. I guess it's supposed to give excuse for people to be idiots, like God created them that way.
Flawed by design?
By design.
don't get it. I don't understand.
Well, thousands of people do. They're getting it. Think about it. Design indicates purposeful intent.
Why would God do that?
Keep us meek. Keep us humble. That's what he's saying.
So, God purposefully made me this way.
Well, I'll make it too bad, but...
Intelligent prayer? What, is he saying that I pray stupid? I'm not praying intelligently enough for him? I don't pray stupid.
Well, do you pray for your stuff to happen?
Well, yeah.
Well, apparently that doesn't make any difference. You can't change what's going to happen. You can't change people.
Not even God?
Especially God.
Can't change God?
No. It's going to be trouble, man.
I can't change God.
Apparently not.
I can't tell God what I want him to do for me.
And we thought we were moving the heavens.
I can't change God.
No, you can't. But it gets worse. Martin Zender goes to hell.
What the hell?
That's what I said.
Zender's trying to tell us that our translations aren't really working. That our translations are off. That the King James, the NIV, the NASB, all of it, off. Something about the Greek language, something about three different words, all used for hell. Apparently in the Greek, it's Hades, Tartarus, and
Greek.
Another one.
Greek? What, the Bible wasn't written in English?
Apparently not, man.
Wait a minute. How do you know this? Did you go through it?
I flipped through the page.
You read it?
I just flipped through the pages. I only looked through it, man. I flipped through the pages a little bit.
Three Greek words, one English word. Sounds like a bunch of bull to me.
I just looked through it, man. I just looked through the pages. You know I wouldn't do that.
So what are you saying? That there's no such thing as eternal torment?
That's what he's saying, not me.
What are we gonna have to threaten people with?
I don't know. That's your job, not mine.
Get to the point.
The point is, if this ends up being true, everything we've been working for, everything that gets the money in the offering plate, everything that gets everybody into our church doors in the first place, is a kibosh. People could just as easily start meeting in homes.
What about eternal torment for all the assholes?
Apparently even the assholes get to be vivified in the end, so he says. Vivified, I haven't even heard that term.
So now, what? The next thing you're gonna tell me is, I don't have a free will. Oh, no, no, no. The really bad thing about free will... What? So Martin Zender's just gonna show up here and we're all gonna get his books autographed for us? Just gonna let him prance into town teaching his dangerous doctrine? They're so perfectly sized. Small paper books that you can almost fit in your pocket.
Yeah, or in a lady's purse.
It's like you could read it in one sitting. This is dangerous.
Read it in one sitting? I know, that's exactly what I said.
People's lives could be changed in a day.
a day. We've worked centuries, even thousands of years, to bind these people up into religious bondage. And Martin Zender is going to lollygag into town and set people free in a day?
Somehow, we were, formed from the foundations of the earth. I don't know, something like that. I don't know. He's got a lot of scripture for it, though.
This is bad. This is really bad. If people start believing that God's in control.
For years we've been beating the drums of war against the gates of hell, but if all of a sudden we don't even have a free will and everything's gonna happen the way God planned it from the beginning, I don't know what to do, man.
Huh. Well, seems like we'd have to rely on him for everything.
Listen, I know one thing. I haven't been ushering and working that sound booth for nothing for years.
That's right. Damn right. And I haven't been making these mortgage payments on this church building for decades for nothing either.
I've seen the stress that goes over you when you're trying to work out a sermon. You stand and preach while everybody sits, but you work hard, man.
What else you got?
You're not gonna like it.
I'm not liking it so far. How to be free from sin while smoking a cigarette. The book for people with weaknesses. Who does this guy think he is?
I don't think it's who he thinks he is, who he says Jesus is.
The book for people with weaknesses. This man's a real threat.
So what are we gonna do?
I think I'm gonna have to maybe look into it a little bit. You know, just,
well, if you're going to,
just,
I'm going to.
Just for pure research.
Let's keep it to ourselves, though.
Oh, of course. We don't want anyone knowing. But,
just take a gander.
I mean, I've been smoking for years. I've been keeping it secret. To say that I'm free from sin while smoking a cigarette, I mean,
thought we'd have to quit first.
Yeah, I mean, it's about what we do, of course. Huh.
That's what I've always thought. Right?
I thought so.
What we do
makes us worthy before God.
It's our actions.
It's how we live our lives. That's what makes us righteous.
And storing up treasures in heaven.
How to be free from sin while smoking a cigarette.